What is up, Dodgers Nation? D-Mag here, and as you can see, I'm still at the Gochuk Sky Dome here in Seoul, South Korea, where the Dodgers lose Game 2 of the Seoul Series by a final score of 15-11, and what a difference a game makes. Yesterday, no extra base hits. Today, a 15-11 score. Mookie Betts, he had a big night at the plate. Mookie went off once again. He hit the first home run of the series. He gets a Hyundai car because of that, but Mookie, he goes 4-for-5. Will Smith, he goes 4-for-6. Otani, 1-for-5. Freddie, 1-for-4. Jason Hayward goes 2-for-5. And Lux goes 2-for-5. Muncy goes 2-for-6. But really, the story of tonight's game is Yoshinobu Yamamoto in his Dodgers debut, in his big league debut. First action in the show here in Seoul, South Korea. And it just wasn't a good night. He pitched very poorly by his standards. He ends up going one inning. He allowed 5 runs on 4 hits, had 2 strikeouts and 1 walk through 43 pitches. 43 pitches in that first inning, and that was it for him. Michael Grove came in the second inning, but he goes 43 pitches, just 2-for-9 on first pitch strikes. You saw a lot of hard contact. Just look at that inning. It started out with a single, then a hit by a pitch. He hits Fernando Tatis Jr. That was a loud thump for that pitch, and then gives up the triple, gives up a walk, a sac fly, a wild pitch, a strikeout, then a double, then a single, then a strikeout. So you look at that inning as a whole, he just did not have that pristine command that made him one of the best pitchers in the world, really. I mean, the best pitcher in the NPB, he's someone that commands the strike zone. I asked him after the game, I said, look, what is it going to take? What's the key adjustment to get back to being that pitcher that made you one of the best on the planet? He said that, look, he knows what to do. He knows how to correct it. He's going to work with Mark Pryor and Connor McGinnis, and he struggled to execute pitches out of the stretch. That is what he told me. And look, put things into context here. This is someone, lots of nerves, lots of pressure. You have the overshadowing of the Ipe Mizuhara story, and then you're heading into your first start in Seoul, South Korea. Not easy. In an early spring, this is someone who could be still starting in spring training games at this point, but look, he just did not pitch well. The stuff, he had a couple strikeouts, but too much hard contact, too much nibbling around the strike zone. He needs to pound the zone and get back to that. And that's the biggest key, because look, this is a $325 million man. This is a 12-year investment, and they signed him to be the ace of this team, not just for the next couple years, but for a long time, for over a decade. Him along with Tyler Glasnow and others in this rotation. But yeah, look, I don't think that you can look too much into this. I think you need to see a larger sample size to truly assess and evaluate how good of a pitcher Yamamoto is and what he's capable of this season. I saw people freaking out. Okay, I have to go out there and sign a Jordan Montgomery. Look, you can never have enough pitching, but I think you have to give this some time, allow him to make the key adjustments. I mean, if you want to spin a positive on it, you can look at the fact that, yeah, he is still striking guys out there when he's on the mound. But, I mean, that's just a bad night. I mean, look at the other side, too. I mean, save for Glasnow, he pretty much pitched the best of these starters. I mean, Joe Musgrove, he had a 5-0 lead, a 9-2 lead, and he couldn't finish the third inning. He left with 2 outs, and he had 5 runs. So, I mean, you look at the pitching overall in the series, it's an early start to the series in another country. You have to kind of put things into perspective. And you look at the pitchers, the starting pitchers in the series. They allowed 13 runs, 12 earned in 12 and a third innings of work. You had 10 walks and 10 strikeouts. So anytime you have as many walks as strikeouts, that isn't a good thing. So really, the pitching in the series, the quality of it was not very high level. Michael Grove came in, Kyle Hurt came in. They pitched 2 innings. Grove gave up 4 runs in the second inning. He did not look great. It was the Michael Grove that was kind of regressing that we saw. But I mean, you just never know what you can do with Michael Grove. I mean, sometimes he's going to look like he has this big ceiling, and maybe you can see him in the bullpen as a high-level reliever or something like that, and then he comes out there and he doesn't get the job done. So it's a little frustrating. And then, look, Will Smith, he had a big night, 4 hits, 1 away from his career high. He had a double, he had 2 RBI. Other big stories tonight was Max Muncy. And Max Muncy's defense is pretty suspect. And this is someone who was given a lot of credit by Dave Roberts, saying that he put a lot of work this offseason, physically got himself in the best possible shape to allow him to move laterally and have a little more range to play that position at a better level than he was last season, where he was really struggling, where he was a bottom 3-4 defensive shortstop in the sport. Where Muncy, he gets charged with two errors, and the last one came with two outs there in the seventh inning with the bases loaded, and he wasn't able to field a ground ball that would have kept that inning scoreless. So when you have a pitcher in Yamamoto who's already out by that time, when you have pitchers like Yamamoto and Glasnow, guys that you don't want them throwing tons and tons of innings, to have a Max Muncy not going out there and getting it done defensively, it is absolutely a concern. It is a concern for the Dodgers, and it makes you wonder, can Mookie play shortstop and third base? Because it's just, it definitely is something that will keep you up at night if you're a Dodgers fan, just thinking of a close game in the postseason, because that's where this team's ultimately going to be judged, success or failure-wise. If you have a third baseman that you can't trust in those situations, and you have a shortstop in Mookie Betts who hasn't played that position on an everyday level for a long, long time. And another big takeaway about this game was that the ball just was not flying like we typically see it fly at a major league stadium. There were a couple fly balls that Shohei hit to right center that would have been home runs in other ballparks. They stayed in the yard. Mookie did have a home run that got the Dodgers going, but he also had a two-run single there in the eighth. The Dodgers pull within a run. And then what happened? Manny Machado, he hits a three-run home run off J.P. Fireisen in the ninth. So just the pitching wasn't good enough tonight. Runners in scoring position left some men on base with Max Muncy. And I think for me, this team, it was a tough game. It was a tough game and a tough day. I mean, the expectations for Yamamoto were through the roof. And then you have the cloud of Ipe Mizuhara, which we're going to talk a lot about that. I mean, Ipe, I see people, oh, maybe he had the over in this one, that kind of stuff. No, look, let's be serious here. This is something that I think either the organization needs to address. The reporters in the clubhouse after the game, and Ohtani, he was ushered out there by someone with the Dodgers PR, so he did not address the media. The first opportunity that we'll get to talk to Shohei will be during the freeway series. We'll see what he has to say, because look, one, when we look back at this series and you kind of try to remember it, that's the first thing that's going to pop into your mind now. As great as this was, as historic as this was, the first regular season game ever from the major league level here in Seoul, South Korea. And we're going to be thinking about this Ohtani situation. And look, it doesn't take away from what this game meant to this country. It doesn't take away from what this experience meant to these players. But let's be honest, that is the story from this couple of days, from this 7 days here from these players. And it's unfortunate. It's definitely unfortunate. I know the Dodgers can't be happy about it. The league can't be happy about it. But at the end of the day, that's just the reality. That's what I'm here to give you guys. But look, this Dodger team, I mean, look at this offense. Today, you see the potential. You see what they can be. You see how ferocious they are. And they're going to score a ton of runs. But hey, Yoshinobu Yamamoto, that's one of the big questions now for the first month of the season. First couple months of the season is, do we have to recalibrate expectations? Is he going to be an ace-level pitcher this year, or are we going to have to allow for a longer adjustment period? Remember, the ball is smaller in the NPB. It's tackier in the NPB. The mound's a little different. The scheduling is a little different. So are we going to have to allow a little bit longer of an adjustment period where he's 25 and you have him under contract for a long, long time? Maybe you can do that, but this team is win now. You saw Mookie Betts tonight. He's in his prime. You saw Will Smith tonight have four hits. He's under 2 more years of team control. This team needs to win this year. So if they feel like they need to get another starting pitcher, Jordan Montgomery, do they explore that? Talk to some people around here. They were definitely interested in Blake Snell. Okay, so that tells me something. But we're going to talk about this tomorrow, but hey, Dodgers, they get the split. They're coming back home. It's time for Dodger baseball in Seoul, South Korea. If you haven't been here, this place is fantastic. Let me tell you this. These people
love baseball. And you can feel with the fans, you can feel with the players, and I think that's really my biggest takeaway is this country is a baseball-obsessed country, and just having the Dodgers here meant so much. Not just baseball, but the Dodgers specifically, because of just how big of a franchise, how big their brand is in the name cachet, and then you add Shohei Ohtani. I mean, I talked to so many fans here from Korea, and they said that it's very surprising. It's extremely unique that Shohei Ohtani, they told me, is more popular here than Ha-Seong Kim. And just when you factor that in, the fact that Ohtani's Japanese and Ha-Seong Kim is the hometown hero, that shows you how big he is. But that's going to do it for this episode of Dodgers Dugout. Let me know down below, what was your biggest takeaway on a scale of 1 to 10? How concerned are you about Yoshinobu Yamamoto? Do you think that the Ohtani situation was a distraction? Dave Roberts said after the game that it wasn't, but I want all your takes about the Dodgers' second regular season game of the season. They lose by a final score of 15-11. And I'll talk to you guys when I'm back in LA in a couple of days. That's going to do it. And until next time, think blue, bleed blue, and I'm out.